Good morning. This is Sunday Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. And with me in the Ozarks at Large studios, Haim Goodman Strauss.
Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Haim. He is a math professor at the University of Arkansas. Was doing a little party planning segment last week.
So remember, a triangle of people is three people that mutually are friends or mutually are strangers. And
right.
The question was, what's the smallest number of people you could invite to a party and be guaranteed that there's a triangle?
And so in other words, the smallest number of people where I'm at the party, everybody in that triangle either knows each other or there are triangles where people don't know each
right.
other. And we knew that we showed last week four.
Four won't work. And five just barely doesn't work. So there's only one way to rig up a party where you have five people where there's no triangle. And it's basically like this. You could rearrange the people, but if you could put five people in a circle,
mm-hmm.
let's say there's Alice, Bob, Charlie, Daniel, and Ed, A, B, C, D, and E. They're arranged in a circle, and if you have it set up so that, like, each person knows the people adjacent to them in the circle but not the people across. So A is next to B and E, knows B and E, but doesn't know C and D. B knows A and C but not E, D and E,
right.
and so on. Well, that arrangement, you just look at it. There's no triangle there. You pick any three people. One pair will be across from each other, and at least one pair will be next to each other.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's no triangle.
Well, you know, and that's not that hard to fathom. I mean, the new neighbors move in next door. You invite them over,
yeah.
you know, and you've got one of your other friends.
Sure.
They're
and in Fayetteville, it's even more complicated.
Yeah. So five, you can set it up.
Right.
Now, it could work where it does work, but five,
that's
you
right.
can.
But in fact, that's the only way to rig it with five
okay.
so that there's not a triangle.
Okay.
And that actually shows us that six will always work. Suppose we have that set up and we introduce a sixth person.
Mm-hmm.
Sixth person shows up, Fred, I guess.
Okay.
Fred shows up. And now Fred, there's two cases. Either Fred knows a pair of adjacent people, say Alice and Bob,
mm-hmm.
or Fred knows no adjacent pair of people. Now, if Fred knows an adjacent pair of people, say Alice and Bob, then that's a triangle, Alice,
right.
Bob, and Fred. Now, on the other hand, if no matter what adjacent pair of people you pick, Fred doesn't know both of them, that means that Fred is strangers to a lot of, at least three, actually, of the people.
Right.
And that gives you another triangle of strangers. And that's all there is to it.
So six is the minimum number you can do that. And, of course, as you get higher and a bigger party, then
it's
infinitely
so
possible.
It's so complicated. This is something called Ramsey theory, actually, which is a huge and complex, very subtle piece of mathematics. These problems get more and more complicated. In fact, there's wide-open problems. So poor Frank Ramsey died at the age of 27 in 1930. For example, if you want to know four mutual friends or four mutual strangers, that's known. That number is 18. You need at least 18 people. That was figured out in 1955.
So if you want a guarantee of four people that know each other and can be in triangles and four people that don't know each other in triangles?
Well, they're not triangles really anymore.
Oh, okay.
Because there's four of them and they all mutually know each other. Or dumb.
And so you and
or mutually are strangers.
And you need 18 people
18, right.
to guarantee that. And you say that was discovered
well,
in 1980?
The proof was worked out in 1955. But for five people, it's unknown. All that's known is that you need between 43 and 49 people. If you want five mutual strangers or five mutual friends, it's somewhere between that. And then the situation just gets worse and worse. So, for example, for seven mutual friends or seven mutual strangers, it's known that it's somewhere between 205 and 540. If you want 18 mutual friends or 18 mutual strangers, all that's known, for example, is that you need at least 11,000 and something less than 2.3 billion people at your party to guarantee that. It's just nuts.
Okay, so this is something people that work in math are familiar with this and obviously have worked on it. You have this graph here, and it shows certain people in certain years
papers,
have written
yeah.
papers.
Yeah.
So what does this help us understand?
This is part of a branch of mathematics known as combinatorics, which is roughly exploring the kinds of ways things can fit together. And this is among the most subtle and beautiful areas open right now. Sort of is a foundation for all kinds of aspects of modern life. We were talking about encryption and
mm-hmm.
encoding schemes last year. Combinatorics has a lot to say about those kinds of things. I don't know.
And that's why people are doing papers on this sort of...
Well, it's also to keep us off the streets. So.
Yeah, well, you don't want the math gangs roaming around. combinatorics?
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting. Anything else for us this week?
Okay. I have a fun little puzzle. 23 people.
Okay. I'm going to write this down. 23 people.
All weighing a whole number of pounds.
And by whole number, you mean 150?
Not 150.382 or something.
Right, but it could be 146.
Sure.
Okay. 23 people.
23 people, all a whole number of pounds. And they're going to split into two teams of 11 people each to play Quidditch or football or who knows what.
Okay, but that leaves one person left over.
One person left over for the referee, right?
Ah, okay.
Now, the thing is, no matter who gets stuck being the referee, you can always divide the remaining 22 people into two groups that the total weight of each group is exactly the same.
Really?
Well, that's now the...
Oh, that's the... okay,
that's the
I
puzzle.
See. Gotcha.
So now the puzzle is, actually, is it possible or not?
Hmm.
If not, why not?
Okay.
That they could be different weights. Because, see, if they were all the same weight,
it'd
then
be
of course
easy.
You can do it.
Yeah, if everyone's 150 pounds or
right.
200 pounds.
So is there any other possibility?
Okay.
Maybe not. Maybe so.
Hmm. Okay.
MathFactor@uark.edu.
Chaim, thanks a lot. Chaim Goodman Strauss is a math professor at the University of Arkansas. We get a visitor to Sunday, Ozarks at Large.